Ocean conservation and resource management are hot topics these days, and nobody understands that more than commercial fishermen whose livelihoods depend on the bounty of the sea. Decisions concerning fisheries management are data-driven, and the process sometimes excludes fishermen. SMAST, UMass Dartmouth School for Marine Science and Technology, has become a leader in cooperative research, utilizing the expertise of those in the fishing industry. Krista Bank is a fisheries research technician for SMAST.
The NIMS surveys weren't set up to work cooperatively with fishermen. They're starting to now. They're actually doing some more projects that are, like, they do a monkfish survey that they do with the Mary Kay here. And so they are incorporating more of the fishermen's expertise and knowledge into the project. For the NIMS ones, I don't know how much they use the fishermen's ideas. For some of our projects we do, they're involved in the beginning stages. A cooperative project we did with the fishermen and Division of Marine Fisheries and radars. They helped design a net, a 5-point trawl net. You know, the fishermen actually got to pick some of the sites, but still we were still confined. We couldn't go in closed areas. Mm-hmm. So they helped to actually pick where we were doing some of the tows. Mm-hmm. It is becoming more inclusive. I mean, everything that scientists are learning now related to fisheries management is helpful. And a lot of times it does look better than what had previously been estimated. Like just recently with the monkfish, they had a stock assessment workshop where, based on the NIMS surveys, they thought the population was overfished. But then with the new cooperative survey information and some other data that they've added into the population status, it's actually better than what they had predicted because they used more information because there were more studies that had been done. Again, it's not a huge benefit right away. Some of the guys actually might get some more days back, but that's still not even sure. You kind of want results now, not in a year, not in 2 years, because they don't know if they'll be around then if they can't fish. I mean, they only got 12 days. Some of these guys got 12 days this year to fish.
Commercial fishermen are supportive of sustainable management of the fish stocks. However, they also want involvement in the scientific process. Marine scientist Shelley Tulloch works with the Gulf of Maine Research Institute's cod tagging program.
The Gulf of Maine Research Institute has one particular aim in addition to research and in addition to education, and its third aim is what it calls convening. And basically, we offer a service to fishermen where if fishermen have an idea that they are trying to research or are interested in trying to develop a means of researching it, they can come to us and we will hook them up with a relevant scientist, or we will sit down and write the proposal with them to apply for funding to do the research. Because often fishermen have very good ideas of what needs to be looked at, and it's interesting to get their perspective and a scientist's perspective and joining the two together to make it a testable theory, which is not, you know, it's joining two skill sets, and I think that's what collaborative research is about. So in terms of scientists just putting fishermen out of business, I don't think it's what we're aiming to do. We're encouraging fishermen to step forward with their ideas and become the scientists.
Fisheries biology technician for SMAST, again, that's UMass Dartmouth School for Marine Science and Technology, David Martins.
When you utilize the fisherman's knowledge, you produce so much better science. You know, if you can integrate that into your science, you're all the better. I mean, to me, it just makes perfect sense. And one of the things I like to say is when I go out and tag fish, I mean, I can't tag fish sitting in my desk. You know, I have to go out at sea, work with them, and I don't necessarily know where the fish, codfish are out at sea. I got to utilize the fisherman's knowledge to take me there. And not only that, I need them for the returns. I don't get any science or answer any questions unless I get the recaptures. And the fishermen are out there every day catching the fish, so it only makes sense that we work with them. It makes the science better. And it's much more efficient. You know, if I was trying to do that all by myself and the fishermen out on one side, I wouldn't really get anywhere. Or I wouldn't get as far without incorporating them into the science.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.